Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Austin, Texas, and I'm at the Fuse Alliance Network meeting. I'm with Jeff Gordon, the executive director. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Most people know that the Fuse Alliance is a network of commercial flooring contractors. How many members do you have now?
We're up to 94.
All right, 94. So 2016 was a good year for you, right?
We had a very good year. We were up 12% in growth, so we were happy about that. We returned the most rebates to the members we've ever returned, and we also added six new suppliers.
Six new suppliers, seven new members. Is that what your plan was? That's pretty good growth. You happy with that?
We're happy with it. And our strategy basically is, if you look at the map of the country, not only the U.S. but Canada, we have some areas of the country we haven't had the coverage we would like. Either maybe we needed one more person in a significant marketplace, or we had marketplaces without a Fuse member. So we've done a better job of filling in the gaps, so to speak. We're probably going to max out to get the coverage we want. 105 to 110 members, we think. We're vetting out some now, but we're really, really pleased with the quality of people we have. And we like to say, when we look at members, we want the member in the market that's one of the most influential. And when we say influential, it could be size related, not necessarily. It could be their ability to specify. It could be their the integrity of the company. And the one thing we always take into consideration with a new member is that the suppliers are totally on board, that they think they're a good addition to our network.
So, you know, if you roll the residential commercial business up together, the market grew probably 3.5%. You grow 12%. Is it because of the quality of your members?
You know, I think we have a little growth in there, quite frankly, with the new members we've added. We've done a better job in the markets that are growing. So, like, where our significant growth was really on the hard surface side, as an example, we were flat in carpet, but in LVT, we were up significantly. In ceramic tile, we were up significantly. So I think we've done a good job. The members have done a good job of identifying the markets where the action is, and they put in the plan with the labor and everything and the logistics to make it happen.
So you've been in this leadership role for 2 years. The theme of this meeting is Fuse plus A&D. I've got to compliment that theme, because what you're doing is you're bringing the members together, and then you're also talking several places throughout this meeting about how you should interact with the specifiers in the business to get more business, right?
Yeah, we think over the history of the organization, we've done a good job with end use. And I think the Fuse commercial program, which is our national sales program, speaks to end use. And we've never really focused on the design element, even though we have members that do a very good job at design. Conversely, we have some members that don't focus on it at all. So we feel it's a missed opportunity. I know your magazine has reported over the years the decline of the contractor rep being involved in A&D. And we're going to really address that tomorrow. But we see that as an opportunity, because the reality of our members is they have access to a lot of different product lines. They're basically an unbiased source. They're experts on transitions, installation, floor prep, things that we think a designer or architect, we could benefit them by being more proactive in that business.
Last year we were in Nashville, and this year we're down in Austin, as I said earlier, and there's a bigger group here, right?
Yeah, we have significantly more people here, so we're very excited about that. I think we have great energy, and I think that's a combination of adding new people, and new people come in all excited, and I think we've hit on a theme, and I appreciate what you said. When we sent out the marketing materials about we were going to focus on design, we got a lot of positive feedback that, wow, we really want to take a look at that as an important segment for us to get involved in.
Let's take a look at a quick historic trip. Most people know that Fuse grew out of what was known as Resource, which was a division of Interface. And I guess, you know, so way back in the beginning, you focused on installing carpet tile. You move now to today and then looking into the future. How has the evolution of what the members do out there in the field, how's that changed?
Oh, my gosh, it's changed dramatically. And you know, we bought the rights to the Resource Group back in 2005. The network really started in 06, is a privately owned network owned by the members. And back then, it was a lot of carpet and a lot of VCT. And the commercial business, you know, we are all aware, has really changed. And if anything, we see an acceleration in the hard surface side. And I think there was actually a time in the industry where people were thinking, well, maybe the contractor won't be as important because carpet tile is pretty easy to install. And now we sit back and look at it and go, wow, with the rubber and the vinyl and the PVC free and, you know, you name whatever the product category is, it takes an expert to put it in. And where we've had really rapid growth, I mentioned LVT and ceramic tile earlier, but if you think about ceramic tile, in the old days, a general contractor used a ceramic tile contractor to do the work. So we'd do the carpet and the vinyl. Another contractor would do the ceramic. Well, that market's changed also because the contractor, there were issues with the transitions or the, you know, the laborers weren't getting along or whatever. So now as major flooring contractors, they want us to package the whole job. So now ceramic tile has become a big part of our playbook.
So if I was to go around and ask your members, which many of them are entrepreneurs, do you feel good about the future, the viability of your business? They'd all say, most definitely, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, number one, everybody feels this year is going to be a good year. I know we started January, double digits. We used to always, I don't want to say be concerned, but we'd always market the fact, hey, you know, we bring value. We're not just installers. You know, we're the logistics and the planners and everything else. But I think the way things are evolving now, there's a complexity to the installation process that maybe didn't exist before because of the amount of products, even on one job. And if anything, I think that made us a little bit more viable in the marketplace as a resource for not only our end users to use, but for manufacturers to rely on to make sure the multiple products are installed correctly.
A minute ago, you mentioned what you call Fuse Commercial, which is your national account program. And you were telling me before, I mean, that thing grew 50% this year, right?
Yes. Yes. So we had Mike Hutton heads that up for us. He's done an absolutely fantastic job. We grew 53%. We've had some great manufacturer partners we've worked with, and the next level for us in Fuse Commercial is for us to be more active calling on the end user as a service provider. You know, typically these big multi-location customers talk to a lot of manufacturers, which is very product-driven meetings, but we really think there's an opportunity to approach them from a service side. And the meetings that we've had with them, you get in a meeting with facilities people, and right away they're like, oh my gosh, we're so glad you're here. We have this problem or that problem, and how do you solve this? So we think the problem-solving aspect and what we bring to the table is important.
All right, Jeff, well, it's good to visit with you. It's great to hear that your business is doing so well. I've been talking to Jeff Gordon, the Executive Director of the Fuse Alliance Network, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.